Day 31. Peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. What is peace? In the Gospel context, peace is not a virtue, but a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is a fruit of deep communion with God. It is said that there are 9 recorded times in the Gospels where Jesus went off to prayer with his Father in solitude. This certainly reveals that Jesus was a man of prayer, but it also reveals something about his desire to foster constant communion with his Father and thus experience true peace of life. In communion with his Father, he found peace. In the midst of his earthly life and the intensity of his ministry, he knew where he could keep receiving the gift of peace, constantly anchored in his identity as the beloved Son. There he experienced a peace the world cannot give. It is no coincidence that the first proclamation that he gives to his apostles after the resurrection is, "Peace be with you." The risen life of Jesus restores our communion with God and thus gives us access to the peace that the world cannot give. Jesus is a peacemaker, but more strikingly, he is the Prince of Peace. He comes to teach us how to be peacemakers after his own heart and thus be called sons of God. Mary, the Queen of Peace. If peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that covers one who lives in deep communion with God, then Mary is the Queen of Peace. Her special grace of being conceived without sin gave her constant communion with God. From the depths of her heart, the place of great interior prayer and communion, she enjoyed great peace of soul. Notice that her communion with God and her peace of soul does not depend on external circumstances that were often mysterious, difficult, or at times even confusing. Enfolded in communion with God in her heart, Mary always was anchored in his presence, love, and protection. This was the source of her interior peace. And as the mother of Jesus, she becomes, in a way, a peacemaker for him, as her very presence enfolds him with the peace that comes from God. Saint Juan Diego and us. Do not be afraid of holy conflict that leads to peace. Jesus tells us that he has not come to bring peace, but the sword. Sword does not contradict the Beatitude. Rather, it shows us that in order to truly live in peace and make peace with others, we must be separated from all false sources of peace, all of the idols that divide and distract us from God. The Nikan Mupoa describes that the apparition took place when there was peace, with the arrows and shields put aside, when there was peace in all the towns. Monsignor Chavez explains that this is to be interpreted as a sepulchral peace, a peace of the grave. This expression, "with the arrows and shields put aside," indicates that life for them no longer had meaning. Their purpose in life was tied to arrows and shields, fighting, warfare, and now that they had been conquered, they were without meaning and dead. Into this place of death, Our Lady of Guadalupe came to bring new life and true peace. The Guadalupe event brought to life a culture and people on the verge of death and gave to them him who is the Prince of Peace. The peace that Our Lady brings to Juan Diego and his people, and to us today, is the peace of the resurrection. But just as they could not receive that peace before they turned away from false idols, we too need to prune from our lives all that is contrary to the gospel. Brother, sometimes we need to make sharp and decisive decisions for our salvation, our sanctification, and our peace of soul. We need to break pacts we have made with idols of sin and darkness, such as pride, lust, and vainglory. As we are set free, we live in greater security and stability in union with Christ and His Church. What do you need to let go of in order to receive the peace you long for? Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son of the Father, who is the Prince of Peace. Please come and restore our communion with you so we can experience true peace of soul. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of Us, draw us close to your heart. As you draw near to St. Juan Diego to call him deeper into communion and trust, we ask you to help remove from our lives all that stands in the way of peace. Please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the church who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.